Let's move on now to item number five, PR 2024 010931. This is a site plan administrative DOT, the second submittal of it for the Phase Charter School off of Sunset Garden Southwest. Dave, are you out there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning. All right. Could you please briefly go over your updates that you've made to the submittal, addressing DOT comments?
So this project was submitted back in January, went on hold as the client went through some kind of value engineering and verification of funding, enrollment projections, all those kind of things, and we're back on track now. We are submitting this as a phased project. The intent at this point is to do phase one and phase two concurrently. So there's the main elementary school, the admin, the gym. This phase one, phase two includes part of or the middle school component. So leaving the gymnasium as well as the pre-K buildings for a future phase. So we have submitted an updated landscaping plan. Back in January, we were basically ready for sign-off, but the IDO has changed a little bit. So we have included a lighting plan as well as an updated landscaping plan. We had an alternative landscaping plan that kind of deferred that phase two landscaping, but that's now been incorporated into the plan. Just to warn everybody, there is a little bit of debate whether enrollment can keep up with the need for full phase two. So we may have to come back for a minor amendment to reduce down the size of that phase. But that's just to be brutally honest on that and warn everybody. So I think that we're pretty good to go with everybody. I did see there was some comments from Water Authority to change the color of some printing and add some notes on there. I will add those. I've got the landscape architect kind of reviewing her calculations for the areas within the landscaping, both phases. For planning, there was a question for a keynote 39. Which was for a small retaining wall. When I was reviewing that, there's a small bonco wall in between the landscaping and the play area in the middle, as well as to the bus drop off to the east. So that one's been renumbered as a keynote 11, which is just an 18-inch tall bonco wall for the kids to sit on while they're waiting for the bus. But I did notice I've got a small segmented wall out to the west of the drop-off lane. So if you look at the phase three, the little kinder building out there towards Sunset Gardens, to the west of that, we do have a grade change in there that I'm going to need a small segmented wall in there. So I'll be modifying that keynote 39 to be a 3 foot tall segmented block wall. And pointing to that short segment of wall out there to the west. Infrastructure list has been approved and sent over to us to move on towards DRC for the offsite, the half street section, including a 5 foot wide sidewalk adjacent to the roadways. So that's where we're at. Got some new elevations in there that you just flashed past. Those were updated recently. Anthony had made some requests for additional information for compliance to the IDO. This one is showing phase one and phase two. So stand for questions.
Thanks, Dave. I have a question about the infrastructure. So we got the sign-off infrastructure to you. Where are you at with DRC?
We are about ready to submit our first round for review to them.
Okay, you just started. Okay, gotcha.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Just wondering on that. All right, let's go to DFT comments, starting with the Water Authority, Bob.
Good morning, Dave. Bob Kane, Water Authority. We do have the notes from the site utility plan, which were minor. We do need to coordinate with New Mexico 811 to field locate and survey existing public water and sewer infrastructure and make sure that we have existing easements and that they are located in the correct alignment with the actual pipe locations. We do have an availability statement that was issued 240816. Now, you did talk about changing the phasing, did that happen after the availability statement, or was that part of the information for the statement?
So the availability statement was put in for all three phases, so full build out of that water meter as well as any hydrants and that type of thing was for the full build out.
With the Fire One
So
plan matching that.
absolutely, yes.
Okay,
So
then
we're covered on that.
yeah, sounds like it. So that would be the extent of our comments.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Bob. All right, let's go to hydrology comments next. Anthony?
Thank you. Hydrology has an approved conceptual grade and drainage plan, dated November 18th of last year. We will need to approve the grade and drainage plan prior to building permit, and we have no objection right now to approval of the site plan. Thank you.
Thanks, Anthony. All right, let's go to transportation comments next. Sertil?
First, transportation has an approved conceptual TCL dated 12/2/2024. Please submit a TCL for review and approval to transportation prior to building permit. Number two, the infrastructure list does not include curb, gutter, and 5 feet sidewalk. Please add these to the list. Transportation can approve with this as a condition.
Teal, this is Dave. The curb and gutter and sidewalk were added to a subsequent submittal of the infrastructure list. It is on the one that is approved and was sent back to us very recently.
If that's the case, that you are okay.
And I'm hoping we'll
Thank you,
get
Sir
the
Teal.
infrastructure. Yeah, we already got the signed off, all DOT staff signed off on the infrastructure, so hopefully we're good on that. But I guess I should ask with Bob. Bob, did remaining water authority comments have anything to do with the infrastructure itself or just the utility plan?
Our comments were related to the master utility plan.
Okay. And Bob, are they conditionable comments?
Yes.
Okay, great. All right, let's go now to parks. Hannah.
Hi, this is Hannah Che with Parks and Recreation. We received a couple of comments from City Forestry on a couple of tree species on the plan. Also, they requested that you indicate the depth of organic mulch on tree planting detail. And then one of the notes that you had in the notes section of your landscaping plan was inaccurate. I think it was per the old IDO. It requires a 2-inch depth organic mulch, where 3 inches actually the accurate number. If you would modify that, that will be great. And then as far as our comments, I think we would be willing to condition these for the approval. And hopefully it will be easy to adjust. I also thought if that because these are mostly like notes on the plans that they could just modify the PDF files if they want to change the plant species or add stuff or add to the notes, that would work too. Let us know if you have any questions.
Thank you, Hannah.
Sure thing.
All right, thanks. All right, let's go to code enforcement next, Jeff. Jeff, are you out there?
Yes, my apologies. I
Oh, there he
had
is.
technical difficulties getting to my button to turn on
No
the voice.
problem.
So Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. I looked at all of this, of course, and the lighting and the lighting detail sheets you added and photometric site plan provide all of the information we need to show compliance with IDO Section 5-8. I see no other issues, and I have no further comments at this time and no objections.
All right, thanks, Jeff. So they haven't submitted anything related to a lighting plan. Dave, have you not submitted anything?
They did provide a
Okay,
photometric.
there we go. There we
Yeah,
go. Okay.
they've got that in there. And they've got the lighting detail sheets, everything we need really to.
Oh, so we're good.
Yep, we're good to go
Oh,
with all
sorry, I
of
misunderstood you. Sorry.
that. You were throwing me off there, Jay.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, it's all good.
Good to hear. All right, so we got that clear. Great news. Let's finish up with planning comments. Anthony.
Hi, this is Anthony Montoya with planning. Thank you for sending over those facades right away, Dave. All the facades checked out, everything is good. The parking spaces are good. Thanks for addressing the keyed note number 39. I believe the only discrepancy that I see is on the landscape sheet. So on this sheet, the southern building shows phase two. And if you could go to the landscaping sheet, the first page of that, it shows phase one on that building. Do you see what I'm seeing, the discrepancy, or no?
Yeah, I do. I'll get them to add another line in there that differentiates between phase one and phase two. So what occurred here is that the financer of the project thought that we could get an economy of scale if we built phase one and phase two concurrently and save enough money to get everything to pencil out. After we got all these drawings created and submitted, then they came back and said, but the enrollment may not match. So pull it back out. And so I'll get Lana Idris over there at Planned to modify this and get this piece to read phase two.
Okay. I
But
just.
the intent of this approval is to have phase one and phase two built concurrently. This is what we're seeking right now.
Okay. I just wanted them to match. That was my only comment.
And then we're going to need a
Okay.
recorded IIA, Dave.
Understood.
And so we're ready to move on this one. Bob just confirmed with the Water Authority they're good. Hey, Bob, could you get your conditions into the chat?
Could we just incorporate the comments that I put out today?
I can,
You
here, let
want me
me
to
give you a
type them all
second.
out?
It's just helpful for us when we're crafting our notice decision to have the chat conditions to refer to. I can put them in here, and if you're okay, and you can okay them, I'm fine with that too. And Dave, so there's a revised submittal with conditions addressed, attachment option, and ABQ plan. What you need to do now, we're good to go. We just need to get that final site plan submittal uploaded into ABQ plan. That is a revised site plan submittal with conditions addressed. And when we get that, then our lead planners will make sure. And really, there's two here because Jake, I mistakenly assigned this to Anthony this week, but Jacob had been the planner on this before. Anthony and Jacob and I will make sure that everything addresses the conditions of approval from planning perspective, and then we'll distribute the site plan for DFT signatures. And if everyone's good with the revisions made, then we'll get a signed off site plan to you. But if you have any questions about uploading the submittal and ABQ plan, let us know. But you just need to do that. And when you upload it, we don't automatically get notified of that as planners. Please
I've noticed
email,
that.
yeah, please email, in this case, me, Anthony Montoya, and Jacob Boylan. You don't need
Okay.
to include Angela because we're not gonna
Not on
stick
my
this on.
agenda.
Yep, we're gonna keep this off the next agenda. I think we can do that here. Let us know by email. Preferably you attach the submittal as well, in the message. If it's too big to submit, just let us know you uploaded it to ABQ Plan.
Okay. Sounds good.
All
Thank you
right,
very
thanks,
much.
Dave.